This may surprise you, but I've never wanted to stop writing a book so many times in my life, which I'll explain in a moment. But first, how does a book entitled Killing Kryptonite apply to followers of Christ? Allow me to give a quick explanation. Most of us know the word kryptonite from the fictional story of Superman. What has practically become an American folktale was originally written by high school buddies Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster and first published in a comic book in June 1938. The storyline of a benevolent hero possessing superpowers was a perfect antidote in the time of Nazi tyranny. Superman's popularity grew exponentially and eventually was communicated not only in print, but also on radio and television and in blockbuster movies. After a time, the stories grew a bit dull to audiences due to Superman's invulnerability. This motivated writers in the 1940s to introduce what was to become the famous substance called kryptonite, a compound from Superman's home planet that could neutralize his superhuman powers. Under the influence of kryptonite, Superman was no more powerful than a human being. As Christians, there is a kryptonite that neutralizes our God-given power and character. What is it? How do we recognize it? How does it affect us individually and collectively? How does it hinder our effectiveness and our ability to reach the lost? What do we forfeit under its influence? Why is it so easily camouflaged? These are some of the questions addressed in this book. This is the 20th book I've written with the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit. As I mentioned, in the process of writing this one, I wanted to quit 5 or 6 times. One reason? It was bringing me face to face with issues I couldn't ignore in my own life. I had to ask myself, am I settling for living below what I'm created for? Are we, the collective church, truly experiencing God's presence and power to change our communities? I actually woke up on a few occasions and uttered these words, "Father, I'm not sure I like this book. I want to quit writing it." Each time I sensed a stern no from the Holy Spirit. Finally, on the last occurrence, He assured me this message will give vital insights to propel building healthy individuals, families, and churches globally. Its principles could change entire cities. After this promise, I continued writing in faith. When I got to the final section of the book, the last 7 chapters, the benefit came into clear view. Not only did I see the wisdom of this message, but I also saw the urgency. I now consider it to be one of the most important messages released under my name. Now that I've mentioned the payoff at the end of the book, the temptation may be to immediately turn to the final section. Let me caution you, please don't. If you skip the first 3 sections, the impact of the 4th section will significantly diminish. This can be compared to walking into a movie during the final 20 minutes to view only the climactic scenes. The impact wouldn't be nearly as strong as if you had watched from the beginning. Those who watch from the beginning cry, shout, or celebrate. You, on the other hand, would wonder why the movie is even desirable. This book comprises 28 chapters in 4 sections containing 7 chapters in each. This is done intentionally to help listeners who have busy lives. You can spend a few minutes listening to a chapter each day for 4 weeks, or you can take a chapter a week for roughly 6 months, or you can listen to it straight through as you normally would with other books. Our aim is to fit the message into whatever listening schedule is best for you. Finally, this message needs to be viewed as a journey, one that gives protection from kryptonite and insights to influence your world. Before we begin, let's pray and ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to see the wisdom of heaven, which strengthens us to fulfill our destiny on earth. Father, in Jesus' name, open my eyes, ears, and heart to see, hear, and perceive your will for my life. Holy Spirit, teach me deeply and profoundly the ways of Jesus Christ as I read this message. I look to you as my teacher. May you speak to me from every sentence of this book, and may my life be forever changed. Amen.